This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Did the Bank of Canada just beat inflation? The data would say yes, but as with anything in economics, everything is subject to change. Just like the recent Oscar winner for Best Picture, Everything Everywhere All at Once, the multiverse for inflation can tell many different stories. For example, if we were to look at the year-over-year inflation print for Canada in February at 5.2%, we might think that the Bank of Canada has done well in bringing inflation down from its peak of 8.1% last June, but still has a long way to go. Additionally, looking at month-over-month inflation of 0.4% for the Consumer Price Index might suggest that inflation, at an annualized rate of 4.8% and only slightly off the pace of the year-over-year print, is remaining somewhat sticky. Either viewpoint might suggest that the Bank of Canada may need to resume along its rate hiking path to bring inflation lower. However, one point in time, whether that be year-over-year or just one month, can hide the true reality of Canadian inflation. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 20th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. In our view, the Bank of Canada's job of reducing inflation is complete. As with most data, we prefer to look at the trend as opposed to just one point. And further, given a fairly volatile data set that has been the Canadian month-over-month inflation index, a smoothing of the data helps to clearly identify the trend. For the Canadian Consumer Price Index, we are looking at the true path of inflation through the lens of the six-month average annualized trend. In this case, we can see that on a six-month basis, annualized inflation has fallen from a peak of 12.7% as of June 2022 to its current 2.5% while reaching a six-month annualized low of 0.3% last December. Let me say that again. Inflation on a six-month annualized basis is trending at 2.5%. Now, going forward, is the path for inflation higher or lower? Well, based on the trend in money supply growth, we would argue inflation will continue to remain at this lower range on an annualized basis, while the year-over-year inflation index reaches between 2 to 3% by this time next year. If inflation continues along this trend as we believe, then the Bank of Canada has reached the end of its tightening cycle, and the next move for the bank will be a cut. However, will the Bank of Canada cut in 2023 as the futures market is pricing in? Well, here we're not so certain. As we discussed in a most recent podcast episode, if the Bank of Canada cuts rates, or if the Fed continues to hike rates, which is doubtful in our view, it risks putting additional downward pressure on the loonie, which in turn creates inflation. We believe at this point the Bank of Canada will only cut if economic conditions in Canada deteriorate substantially from here. That would mean Canada or the Canadian economy is entering a recession, which isn't the case yet. Or, alternatively, if the Fed cuts first, which would also imply a recession, that would allow the Bank of Canada then to cut. At this point, the data wouldn't support a cut until at earliest the back half of 2023, when the Bank of Canada can be certain that inflation has ultimately been tamed. And again, that's all speculation at this point. Regardless, Canadians today can take some relief that interest rates have likely peaked and that inflation has somewhat normalized back to the bank's target range of close to 2%. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.